Well, it's eating time here at Reboot Britain, and needless to say, everybody is eating. And I was just eating next to Natalie McDermott. What's your website? Savvy Chavvy.
One of our projects is savvychavvy.com. Yeah.
Spelt?
Spelt S-A-V-V-Y-C-H-A-V-V-Y.
Now, I've just learned something new and very exciting. Having been brought up mostly in a kind of caravan and being called probably a gypsy most of the time without people actually knowing anything about the gypsy community or the travellers community, in recent years, the word chav has become quite a derogatory term for, you know, someone who lives in a council house, might wear sporting clothes all day, lots of gold. You've seen the stereotypes on telly. Tell me what the word actually means.
Chav is actually a Romany word for traveller, and so chavvy is a Romany word for young traveller, like child. So you'd say, if you were a gypsy mother, you'd say, I have three chavvies, which means I have three kids. So it's a really affectionate term in the community.
And you've been working with the community, have you not?
Yep. We, On Road Media, which is a social enterprise that I run, small enterprise, one of our projects was working with the gypsy community, and we worked with five groups of 10 gypsies across England, because it was funded by MediaBox, which was grant funding for projects in England, working with young people from deprived communities. And we did a sort of social media kind of, you know, training week. We had a bag of sweets, if you like, of social media stuff. What do they want to do? What do they want to get their hands dirty with? One of the things they really wanted to do was to set up a website just for gypsies and travellers, because young travellers, they're using the internet like any other young sort of group of people. So they're on Bebo and they're on MySpace. But if they're ever open about their heritage, or if they ever post a photo of a caravan or, you know, sort of a horse fair, they immediately get a barrage of racist abuse a lot of the time. So they really needed and wanted a space where they could be very open about their culture and talk about culturally relevant stuff and problems and issues and celebrate their culture as well. So savvychavvy.com, which is a social network built on Ning, was one of the main outcomes of the project. And now there's over 3,000 kids on there that use it like all the time. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. What I would love to see, though, I mean, it's great creating another kind of pocket, another place where people can connect and share and to a certain extent police themselves. I would love to see more people from the travelling community creating content and then posting it in on Twitter, on our feeds, because I, having a respect for anybody that's living outside of the norm, and I personally feel a need, we need to protect some of the ways of living. And there's someone now living in a house listening to this who has suffered a little bit of crime in the area, and the police said, oh, that'll be, I mean, I had a Land Rover stolen. The first thing the police says were, well, I've got to warn you, the travellers are in the area. Straight away, without a shadow of a doubt, it was the travellers. Well, maybe if we could connect on a one-on-one with more content that's been created, more video that's been made by the individual, that we will see more of individuals within the community and not just rubbish the whole community because of it.
That's the reason why we do what we're doing. My background's in mainstream journalism, and I grew really sick of having basically access to media made by the same sorts of groups of people. White, middle class, you know, no secret about the homogeneity of those groups. But increasingly what we're seeing on the internet is that content, you know, good content like stuff you're making, is produced by the same kinds of people. Okay, you know, it's from slightly more radical circles maybe, but still the same kinds of people. So one of the reasons why we work with communities in the way that we do is so that when you Google traveller, it's not just an article on The Guardian that comes up, but it is like a podcast or a bit of video or a Flickr stream or, you know, something like that, which has content from the community. Now, one of the criticisms we had about Savvy Chavvy is that it's a closed website for young gypsies, and it is closed because we needed to do that to protect them, because we got a lot of bogus profiles and people posting racist comments. However, it's really important that communities, however marginalized they are, have their own spaces online too. This doesn't ghettoize them further, which is one criticism we get. This actually provides them a space to galvanize opinion, to decide themselves how they're portrayed. Not every project that works with a marginalized group should be about building a bridge to the mainstream. Because, you know, how would you feel if...
No, it's got to be more about integration.
100%. And about empowerment,
sharing,
like feeling free. Yeah. You know, so those young people now, what we have is a platform to work with those young people to use different tools in their own way. Because who am I as well to say that you should be using Twitter in this way?
That's right.
the beauty of social media stuff is that it's constantly being redefined by different groups of people who use it.
And of course, because you're using something like Ning, it's very responsive to content being embedded from external sources, like Blip, like Viddler. And I mentioned Blip and Viddler as well as Vimeo, because these are the places that don't necessarily have the eyes, but there are beautiful media-making communities on these places. Embedded from YouTube, I guess you go to YouTube, I deleted a couple of really atrocious, obnoxious comments this morning. I get most of my death threats through YouTube.
due to stuff
that I did in Iraq.
Same.
And that. So for me, it's not necessarily go where the eyes are. It's use the tools best for each purpose, and I'd love to see content being embedded in. I'd love to stumble upon some of this stuff. Maybe I can have some access to some of the good content and retweet it within my circles, because I'd love to draw awareness to the kind of people that are actively out there doing mobile video, for example, because we need a window in.
Yeah,
I say we as a person who lives in a house who sometimes is quick to stereotype anything that I see, because I'm fed by the mainstream media more than anything. I'd like to think I'm a little bit smarter than that, having travelled most of my life.
But I mean, it's not. I mean, we're all affected by it. It's the same. Like, I've worked in prisons, and people have, you know, very fixed opinions of, even the liberal press will have very fixed opinions of the kinds of people that are in jail and the kinds of people that they are, like what they're like. And that immediately changes the second someone comes in and visits a prison and speaks to prisoners. Their perception dramatically changes, no matter how liberal you are. And like, I think, you know, the web needs to be used as that sort of virtual prison visit. It needs to be. We need to have access to different kinds of content produced by different kinds of people in order so we can make our decisions in a more informed way. It's normal to have prejudices and to jump to conclusions. I mean, it's not normal. I mean, it's human nature, you know. But the more sources of information you have, the better decisions.
The more enlightened we are, the more of an educated choice on what kind of opinion we're going to make as well.
Exactly.
Well, good luck. Very much good luck with it. And your Twitter name is NatMC.
Yeah, NatMC. And our next project is we're developing a tool, an online training tool, which will facilitate communities or individuals making their own Savvy Chavvies without the need for us to come in. Because obviously it's a very simple thing to set up a network on Ning. So we want to, you know, for anyone who needs information on how to do something using social media, a really easy to understand platform. There's currently a lot of information out there for people who aren't used to Web 2 and social media, presupposes a certain level of knowledge of these tools. And so we're developing something really easy to understand, and with case studies and all the rest, that'll help people do this for themselves.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with all future projects. Thank you.
Thank you very much.